Now look at Matthew. It's to be in the kingdom of God. This validates that Satan has a kingdom. A king is where a kingdom is where a king reigns, where he rules, where he has authority. Satan got his authority. It's in chapter 12. It's actually in chapter, yeah, it is chapter 12. Verse 26. If Satan cast out Satan, he's divided against himself. How shall then his kingdom? He has a kingdom, a place of authority, a place where he reigns and rules, and authority he got from Adam. Now, when Jesus died on the cross, he descended into the place of damnation to defeat the devil. It says he was not left in hell. All of this is by reason of review from the last several weeks. He was not left in hell. Well, you can't be left anywhere you haven't been. So he was definitely there, but he was raised up out of that place because he's going to make a change that all who choose and believe in death and resurrection of the Son of God and believe that our sins were laid upon him, that we are now free, all of those who confess his lordship are going to be changed. They're going to be moved. They're going to be transported from Satan's kingdom into God's kingdom. And now God reigns. We live in the world, but we're not of the world. We're of the kingdom of God. We're a citizen of heaven living on the earth. Now, the first thing I want you to see, the reason for the notes is because we can go faster. And I don't have to stretch my Christmas brain. Don't know if you have a Christmas brain or not. Okay, side one is from sin to righteousness. When you believed and confessed Jesus as your Lord, you believed and confessed his resurrection. He says in... I'm not going to do these necessarily in the order they're here. 2 Corinthians 5:21. He made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. You were changed from sin to righteousness. Now, righteousness is right standing. It means to be perfectly, completely acceptable with God. And the only reason you're completely acceptable is because Jesus paid the sacrifice for you. He went in your place. He covered all your sins. And your sins are not just covered as Old Testament saints. Their sins were covered by the blood of the Lamb. But that's a four-footed beast. But your sins are remitted or blotted out. And you've been changed and you're no longer in sin. You're from sin. You were redeemed from sin. Now, we may trip and fall in sin occasionally, but that's not who we are. That's not where we live. We move from that place into the very righteousness of God. Now, look at Acts 3:19, just the second scripture. Repent and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. That's what Jesus did for you when you came to him. He's going to blot out your sins so that you can leave sin behind, so you can come from sin. You were a sinner, but you've left that place. And when you sin, that's not who you are. That's not what you desire to do. That's not what you have in your heart. And you confess your sins. You confess your sins. He's faithful and just to forgive your sins and watch this and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Now, that's the most marvelous verse in the world because you never remember all your mistakes. I know sometimes years go by and something happens. It triggers a memory and you think, oh, my goodness. Have you ever had that happen?
Yeah.
I have. I was babysitting two houses down. We lived at 304. My daddy knew everything by numbers. And 308, I babysat for them, and Wayne had come over. I wasn't expecting him. I was 16. That would make him 18, I suppose. And my sister came down and said, Wayne is here, Wayne is here. She's all excited. But I couldn't come because I had an obligation, a responsibility to the children. And I said, you tell him that I can't come. He'll have to come back another day. See, I had left my house at 304, and I'd gone to 308 where I had a responsibility. I had changed locations. And when you come to God, you've changed location. He has resurrected you. He has transported you. He has moved you. And you're in a new location. And you have nothing to do with the sins behind you. And if I had entertained Wayne there at the house with the children, that would have been a sin against the mother who paid me. I could not possibly do that. And so we're going to trip and fall every now and then over some big or little. It doesn't really matter if it's big or little. If it's wrong, it's wrong.
Yeah, that's right. Trivial.
Well, that's not who I am. I came from there. I left that behind. I'm from there. I'm gone from there. Now, Galatians 3:13 says Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. So the curse, where's the curse? It's behind you. Now, the curse of the law is in Deuteronomy 28. It's quite extensive and includes sickness and disease, and it names particular sicknesses. Interesting thing about the sicknesses named, they're unidentifiable for the most part. I have a favorite in that list. There's several lists, Deuteronomy 28. They're a curse. You knew that if you ever been sick, it wasn't a blessing.
Correct.
You didn't even have to have God to tell you that.
Correct.
You knew that.
Correct.
My favorite in that list is mildew. I love that. I said, how'd she die? Schmildered.